another episode of the Zygo Soccer Report. I am your host, Brian Zygo, coming to you from Houston, Texas, right after the lovely Dynamo loss to the Columbus Crew here on Saturday, the 18th, June 18th. 2-0 victory for the Columbus Crew here in Houston. Not a good match for Houston. Not a good night for Houston. Came out flat, didn't look good, didn't seem to be playing well together. A couple players, as always, did have good nights, but just as a team, it didn't mesh well at all. First goal was given up to Andres Mendoza in the 41st minute. Bernardo Ennore got the assist on that. That was his very first MLS assist. 77th minute, Ennore picks up his first goal. And to be honest, if he shot it right, initially he would have gotten the goal, but it caught Tally Hall, came back. Ennore picked it up, got the goal. I saw somebody say he didn't deserve that goal after the way he missed pretty much a wide-open net and sent it to Hall, the keeper, instead. But Ennore picks up that goal in the 77th minute. Dynamo, they didn't really have much at the, in the way of opportunities. They had 4 shots on goal. They did have 12 shots, but it just watching the flow of the game, you never felt they were in control. There was a little period when Brian Ching and Danny Cruz came in later in the game. It was around the 62nd minute. They seemed to get a burst of energy from that, but it didn't last. It didn't help that Lavelle Palmer picked up a red card. Well, he picked up 2 yellows, giving him a red, and so the Dynamo spent the bulk of the game a man down. It was just not a good night. A sight that you usually don't see here in Houston was fans leaving early. You don't see the fans leave en masse early in Houston until tonight. Even supporter group sections were making it early. So I don't know what to say. The game speaks for itself. Obviously, players really weren't in a talking mood after the match. They usually aren't after a loss like this. So I really don't have much to say at the moment about it, except it's time to, Houston needs to find something to get on the right track. They've got DC United on Saturday at RFK. Then they head to Colorado, I believe, for the 4th of July weekend. Then back home on the 9th of July to face Toronto, a team that is also having its own problems. I know fans are unhappy with Toronto's loss to Seattle today. So since there weren't a lot of players talking, really the only good audio from the game was Coach Dominic Kinnear's. Let me play that. Wasn't too super long. Let me play that for you. Have a listen to the coach's take on the match, on the loss, what went wrong. And I'll probably have another episode later in the week, especially with the Gold Cup coming to town. And we'll see what my thoughts are on the Dynamo and their situation and what all's going on by then. But anyway, here's Coach Kinnear.
Help you guys out.
Thoughts on the game, though?
We didn't play good. We lost. That's it. Anything else? Any questions?
Compared to last week, Coach, what was the difference between the lackluster performance and focus?
I wish I had the answer to that, to be honest, because we all came out flat. And then gave up a terrible goal. And then we came out in the second half, a little bit of energy, and the red card kind of kills us. And then the theatrics in this league is probably... I won't add it, but if anybody wants to know what I'm talking about. And we're chasing the game. We had a couple of chances, and, it wasn't for lack of trying. We just were off tonight. I think they had a player of the game tonight. Did you guys vote on that?
No.
I'm surprised that there was something like that was thrown in. But, we just did, as a unit, individually and collectively, we were off. And when you have pretty much everybody off, your chances of winning are very slim.
Coach, you got some energy there after the
red card. Yeah. We should move the ball better. I think we kind of sense we have, you know, we need to do something. Because we kind of, we're a little bit pedestrian tonight. We kept on losing the ball, so it was hard to make them run and defend when, you know, our passing sequence wasn't so good. But I think, yeah, after Lavelle got sent off, we had a good little spurt there. And then, you know, they had good possession of the ball after that. So, like I said, I can't fault the guys for trying. We were trying. You know, and I think we had some good chance. You know, Brian came on, gave us a little bit of a spark. So did Danny. Their energy kind of left us a little bit. But, you know, it's a little late.
Coach, what really hurts the most when you give up a loss like that to crew for the first time here in Houston or here in the fans' booth throughout the game? Like, what hurts the most?
The loss.
Yeah.
You know, fans, I mean, some fans were booing when we were winning because they didn't like the team selection. So, always the loss that hurts.
Yeah, but, you know, coming from last week's performance this week, fans were trying to bring some energy. I remember a couple of corner kicks and trying to give you guys more momentum and morale to try to.
No, the fans here are good. I mean, there's obviously there's groups of people that don't agree with decisions, or our fans have favorites, and if their player is their fan favorite is not playing and someone's playing, they will voice their opinion, which is, you know, which is correct. They have the right to do that as a paying customer. You know, but all in all, the majority of our fans are wonderful. And then, you know, like last week, I think try to give us a lift tonight for whatever reason, and I wish we could escape the heat, but for some reason our locker room doesn't have AC, and then there goes our somewhat of our home field advantage. So as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm sweating just from sitting here. So that's, for me, is embarrassing, and we have to put up with those things. But like I said, in general, I think our fans have been wonderful. I think we have some of the best fans in the league. But like I said before, the wins and losses for me are what count the most, and obviously I want the fans to love the team, love the way we play. And when you win games, you get that love and adoration. And when you lose, you get frustrated fans. So, but the loss for me in the end is the one that kills me the most.
Let's talk about the first goal, the defending.
The defending on it? Well, we lost the ball in midfield and we got caught up. So there you go. You lose the ball in a bad area and you expose yourself at the back, and they have numbers up. You know, with the right pass, they can cause you problems, and that's what happened.
Coach, you don't have to cycle the team.
I can't hear you so well, Daryl. Sorry.
Sorry. Can you talk a little bit about the psyche of the team coming off the win last
The psyche
week?
Of the team?
Yeah.
We didn't talk much. We talked on Monday. I know they're disappointed. There's nothing I can say that's going to make them feel any better or any worse. So I just put up the schedule. Said, see you on Monday. Make sure that tomorrow you, for all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And if you have a dad that's around, call him and say happy Father's Day. So that's probably the only positive I can take out of the night is tomorrow's Father's Day. And if you're lucky enough to have a dad or be a dad, it's a good day.
More questions? Thank you, Don.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Oh, make me over.